Once again, welcome to my class. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Our new chapter is chapter 15, which is dealing with sales promotion, merchandising, and personal selling. So what we have in for us to learn, the objectives of learning for this particular chapter is understanding the concept of sales promotion and merchandising. Why do we do sales promotion? Why do we merchandise our product? Another objective is know about how these concepts are used to achieve personal selling. Third objective in this unit or chapter is to understand the various sales promotion methods used in travel and tourism industry. And last of the object is know about the steps in planning and evaluation of an effective sales promotion. So with all these learning objectives, we have to start our chapter. Please join with me and enjoy learning. I wish you good luck in learning. Why sales promotion and merchandising? What is the reason? Perishable nature of tourism products keep the marketing professional on their toes. As we have very well understood, tourism products are perishable. Airline seat not sold on a specific day may not attract any revenue for the same seat on the flight next day, because next day would be another product for that route. So, because of the perishable nature, every amount of hotel room or airline seat, every single unit must be sold. For that, you need professional to be active, always on their toes. Always a need of demand control or to manipulate demand. It is generally done in response to various circumstances or fluctuation occurring periodically. So that's why you have to do your sales promotion. I gave you a finest example from Pepsi, a product that's so well known, a taste that's so well known, the brand that's so much of in the mindset of people, but still the sales promotion taking celebrities, giving up places in the print and electronic media is done. Why? Why? Because you have to continuously keep creating demand. It has to be in the minds of people that yes. So with this, various circumstances may come in. Suddenly, a new product would enter, which may take over the existing product's share to them. So that's why there is a need for sales promotion and merchandising. Sales promotion and merchandising, to understand, are especially suitable for such short-time demand changes. If you notice that, yes, a new airline has entered the market, a new hotel has come up, a new tour operator has emerged who is also selling online, in that scenario, you need a short-term strategy to either gain back the market or keep your product into the consumer behavior and creating a demand. So essential as marketing tool and used by most of the travel and tourism business. This is a priority for travel and tourism industry to continuously keep sales promotion ongoing. If you ever happen to meet some salesperson, he or she would always be monitored by his boss at what you have sold today, how many sales calls you have made, what is the outcome, how you have successfully promoted the products. Dear student, this slide tells you the importance of sales promotion and merchandising. In the earlier chapter, we spoke why we need to have sales and promotion ongoing. The first very important thing is the perishable nature if not sold, not promoted on a specific date or time, it will not generate revenue. So in this slide, we will look into characteristic of sales promotion, parts of marketing communication. Sales promotion is you communicate with the end user or you create a demand by marketing. Techniques primarily designed to stimulate consumer purchasing and dealers and sales. So this is a technique that is used to create and stimulate consumer purchasing and dealers in form of sales. Sales force effectiveness in short duration through temporary incentives and display. So if the sale is low, they come up with discount, they come up with some promotion, they come up with incentives, so on and so forth, to see that sales is ongoing. It's a kind of below-the-line marketing. That's a sales promotion. And of course, we need to understand what is marketing and sales. It is believed that where marketing ends, sales begin. A marketing person putting his or her efforts in promoting a product and creating an awareness in the market. Once that is done, the sales begin. The phone starts ringing. People have in their need as a product that has been marketed. So that has to be handled, and it's a kind of below-the-line marketing. The activity is the short duration, irregular, and incentive-based in nature. So sales promotion could be not necessarily a regular exercise. It could be irregular. Some travel agent, to sell your product, you may visit 5 times a day. Another travel agent, possibly 2 times. Somebody you would meet every day 2 times, depending. So that's why there is irregularity and also short duration. So once the product keeps tracking, possibly you would go to another travel agent, tour operator, to give information about the product. And it is, of course, to get more share from the market, it should be incentivized. Sales promotion and merchandising mainly happens at point of sale, POC locations. And such POS could be external, internal, customer's location, or the customer itself. Now, what is external and internal? Internal would refer in-house or on-site or on the premises. External could be anywhere where you have your distribution link, where you have your brand, where you have appointed someone to sell your product. Whereas customer's location would be one-on-one talk. The customer himself has to be discussed with the product. So all these are point of sale locations. Objectives to be realized are, after sales promotion, you have a set objective. And what are they? Sales revenue targets and variance. Issues related to over and under capacity utilization. For example, sales team selling a daily flight Mumbai to Dubai, they would go to X number of travel agents, tour operators to sell and fill the aircraft up. So sometimes the aircraft would go with a full load. At times it may go below the capacity. 20 seats would be empty, which is a perishable product as we have understood. So sales promotion would come up with incentive, creating awareness, and fill those 20 seats up by either incentivizing, giving benefit to the customer, or creating more awareness, or taking good share from the market. It also activates of the competitors. Other business environment factors representing unknown threats or opportunities. There's possibly an unknown threat known to you. Some undercurrent about your product. Someone would try to damage and sabotage your product by highlighting things which are not relevant or not a fact. Say, for example, tourist destination. They would say, well, that's not very good for families. Well, they sell alcohol, which is not good for us. You don't get vegetarian food. These are unknown threats. It can happen, it may not happen, but it will damage. To overcome that, you need sales promotion. You need to create awareness. Difficulties in distribution channel. Distribution channel plays a role. The more you have a distribution channel network, more product is going into the market. More awareness is created. More people will buy your product. So that could be a difficulty. You're not finding proper distributor in a specific market. We keep getting this news from time to time that we are looking for distributor in this area, that area, so-and-so city, so-and-so zone. So that is also the need for sales promotion and merchandising. Sales proposal, again, aimed at different customers group. So individual customers as buyer, distribution channel, and sales team are aimed for different groups. Sales team would possibly go to corporate. A sales team may also go to a travel agent to promote the airline. And possibly they would go to distribution channel. Like, for example, they would connect with different GDS, global distribution system, like Galileo, Sabre, WorldSpan. These are distribution channel. They would incentivize the travel agent. You book 50 seats from us, we will give you this. We will give you $5, 50 rupees, 100 rupees for every booking that you generate through us. And individual customers as buyer also are approached. All these are to different groups of customer for sales promotion. Now, it's quite a long list of sales promotion methods used. For customer groups, we offer them competition. You buy with us, you fly with us, we give you 10 kilogram extra if you are coming in, if you are flying on our carrier. Other airline, A airline or B airline, gives you 30 kilos baggage allowance. We will give you 40 because you want to compete. You are selling the identical product which your competitor is selling. So you need to incentivize and compete. You have to have free gifts, goodies, what they call it. You give it to the guests in form of goodies. So somebody would buy your product. Because, say, for example, you are buying a perfume. So they will give you a small little perfume sachet or a small little bottle of spray as a gift. So people will shift and buy their product. Also, lucky winner prize draw. Put your name in a dip and then you would get this reward, that reward, and so on. Reward scheme for regular customers. Those who are loyal to you, you give them points, you give them upgrades. All these are rewards, appreciating their connectivity, their loyalty to you. That's why you come and do your sales promotion through this channel. Disguise price reduction. In the form of disguise, you will give some reduction. 10% off. We have reduced our fare. We have reduced our hotel rate. We are giving you 25% discount if you dine with us while you are staying. All this gift or price reduction is done to boost the sale. And that is sales promotion. And that is methods used. More product offering. You put up all your product to offer to your client so that you have a better sales. Provision of extra services, guaranteeing something which is not part as an incentive, as an ancillary service. For example, if you fly, you may, many airlines now, low-cost carrier, don't serve meal, but commercial airline do serve meal. So you would love to dine on a particular airline. You would love to fly a specific carrier because they have got X number of in-flight channel to entertain you. Or their quality of food is different. So these are all promotions of extra service. People do for it. People go for it. Yes, X airline has in-house entertainment within the aircraft, about 30 channels. They show Marathi movies. They show Gujarati movies. They show Malayalam movies. People will shift from the local carrier, national carrier, to a foreign airline because of their extra services that they offer. And this is all done to do a sales promotion. Distribution channels, I have identified this. I think this is a repeat slide. Now, distribution channel also picks up that. Competition, offer free gifts, more incentive in the form of trade margin. So you do a volume business exceeding the target set for you as 10 crore worth of sale. If you sell from 10 to 11 crore, then on one extra crore, you would get 1%. If you sell 12 crores, on the extra 2 crores, you would get 2%. So incentivizing, different incentives for trade margin or more commission. I explained both. More commission, you get 5%. If you exceed your target, your commission would be 7%. And luck winner prizes draw. This happens very commonly. You put your name in a dip and then you may win or you may not win. But you are entitled for getting into a lucky dip. Likewise, special event reception party, Emirates Airline, during Diwali days, they offer hamper to every guest. During Ramadan flight, when passengers are fasting, instead of not serving a meal, they would give them a bag with meal. When they break the fast, they can have it. And likewise, some anniversary, 20th year of Emirates flying to Mumbai, every guest on the flight get a gift. All these are special event reception parties. Airline calls for parties for any specific thing. Christmas party, New Year party, Ramadan break, fasting. Various parties are being offered. That is to appreciate the distribution channel. Because when you have more distribution channel, you have more sales strength. You have more promotion going on. And no stone is unturned by the sales team to increase the promotion and increase the sale. Ultimately, focuses on the profit. Okay, the sales team, they would do lucky winner prize draw, travel voucher. Even sales team is encouraged to increase. Somebody as a good sales person would be rewarded, could be highlighted as an employee of the year or the month for having and targeting big sale. Highest number of sale was recorded by them. Travel vouchers are distributed that you can redeem for traveling. Then they have food vouchers which can be consumed at 5-star, 3-star hotel or at the fast food joints like Pizza Hut or KFC. Yes, all these are offers that is given to promote sale, do a sales promotion in increasing the sale. Likewise, gift vouchers are given. You accumulate and you get a gift. Possibly you get a laptop if you have accumulated so many points. Gift voucher, a special product. Gift hampers, all these are happening to encourage sales team. Bonus and other incentives, I counted practically all what that goes on. And this is to boost the morale of sales team, to get them motivated to sell. That's why the management who looks after the sales, their focus is they won't allow sales team to be sitting on the chair and just doing office work. They are encouraged, they are told to go out in the field, go out and meet travel agents, go meet travel partners, go and meet corporate and see that sale is happening. Promotion is being done. So competitions are commonly used travel incentive to motivate consumers and gain their names and address for database. And this is a very common practice by anyone. They would say, your name will go in at the, you could be a lucky draw. Give me your address, give me your phone number, give me your email. And that's taken from you, not for anything else, but to create a database. You have a lot of such promotions going on at malls, at different areas like departmental store. You would find young lad or girl coming after you and getting your address done. But that's a technique of a sale, increasing the sale and awareness. Offering free gifts from tour operators, travel bags, caps, t-shirts, goodies, what they call in travel industry. These type of goodies are also there when they promote their product at the travel shows, at the fairs, at exhibition. You get all these type of gifts, giveaways to the consumer who may possibly be not buying the product, but it's a sales promotion. It's creating an awareness. A t-shirt with the name of the product that they are promoting would be displayed on that t-shirt. So that's a sales promotion example to understand from. Another sales promotion example, price reduction. As the most powerful all-consumer incentive, this is almost universally used by airlines, hotels, and tour operators to sell off unsold capacity, what they call last-minute offer. What in UK they call it bucket shops. There are travel agents who are experienced in selling last-minute seats. They are known in British terminology as bucket shop. If you happen to be in UK, you will find this being advertised on a board outside their offices. London, Mumbai business class, £550. Which airline? Turkish Airline. Not the national carrier, because that's a product, home-based product. So other airline would be offering that, and so on and so forth. This is just an example I picked up. Price reduction. Though technically, many people believe that's not a good technique to do a sale, because price reduction has no limits. You give 5%, competition would give 7%. Other competition would give you 30%, 20%. So there's no end to it. But yes, this technique is used. This example is perfectly fine to explain how they incentivize, how they give benefit and increase the sale. This is almost universally used, as I just mentioned. Discount offering, say 10% discount on entry fee on select days. If you go on Saturday, you will be paying not £5 as an entry fee, but £3.50, because that's non-busy day. It's commonly used by tourist attractions, where when they have low flow of tourists, then they offer incentives. I'll give another example. By using the metros, or what they call it, underground routes between London and the city, they have different fare structure. If you go in peak hours, you pay more. And if you go in off-peak hour, the same journey would cost you less, which is not a good thing, which is not being practiced in our markets. You travel by metro or train, or for that matter, any public transport that you use. The pricing is same, whether you go in peak hours, like a sardine in a local train, or sitting on comfortably on a seat with many seats empty, you also pay the same price. That's an incentive. That's some extra charges they make to earn revenue in those peak hours. These are some examples that I give it to you to understand sales promotion, how it is done. More product offering, including value added. Now, this is one area. Value added is always done to purchase. For example, 4 nights for the price of 3. If you stay at our hotel, if you pay for 4 nights, we will give you fifth night for free. If you pay, if you have two adult paying passengers or guests in a hotel, a child below 12 years would be staying for free. All these type of offers are there to promote sales. And they are done according to seasonality, according to the occupancy, according to tap the business to increase the sales. Extra services may include transfer from airport to town. There were days when I was giving you example of Emirates Airline, when Emirates started flying and started connecting from Dubai to other destination, say from Mumbai to Dubai and Dubai to Paris, transiting in Dubai for 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. For such passengers, they were offering a city tour of Dubai for free. They were offering meals to eat for free. To incentivize and increase the awareness of the airline, tap more business, sales promotion. Well, this is not a myth or some fairy tale I'm doing. This really happened with airlines like Emirates. They were offering meals to passengers to eat, if not hotel, even if you were transiting for 4 hours, they would issue you a voucher to go and dine at the hotel, at the food joint on the airport itself. Sometimes you show your boarding pass of Emirates, then a particular shop would offer you extra 10% discount. These are all promotions that happen to boost the sales. Making use of yield management scheme in working out sales target. All of you must note this. I would talk a little bit onto this on yield management. When an aircraft is flying from destination A and going to B, it has 200 seats, and as we know, it's a perishable product. All 200 seats need to be filled up for airline to fly full load. Airline has a break-even point that if they carry two, instead of 200, if they carry 160 passengers, it is break-even, which means all the expenses that are incurred, including fuel, wear and tear, crew, maintenance, food, that will be covered. So there is a yield management that comes in. And they know by their experience that 40 seat may be bought or may not be sold. So to tap that and to take full occupancy, full utilization, and manage the yield, which means revenue, they would divide the aircraft with certain fares. So first 10 seat, which will be like a bait, a teaser, would be possibly sold at 20% of the actual fare with no refund. So what would happen? The 20% people who would be buying those fares are definite to travel, because they are told loud and clear, if you don't travel, you will lose that money. And that's called yield management. So 20% or 20 seats out of 200 are sold with this yield management planning. Remaining 180 seats, they would need to work. Out of that, 20 or 30 seats would be first class, 40 seats would be business class. And with their practices, they know in course of time, the seat will go full. There are different fare structures that are put into. If you book in advance, you would get so much of fare. All are in the same aircraft. If you buy a fare for 2,000 dirham in advance to fly from point A to point B, and somebody after 15 days or 20 days buy the same airline ticket, may pay 3,000 because of the yield management. Those who have paid 2,000 dirham to fly Mumbai to Dubai and back has booked in advance and accepted the term that I will not ask for a refund or I won't get a refund if I don't fly. So this is a yield management, and this is done professionally so that the aircraft get full up with different type of fare structure. They know for sure if you have 160 passengers, you have break even. What money you have invested, all is recovered if you sell 160 seats. And this plays a major role in promotion. Lot of skilled staff is being hired who are expert in yield management, possibly having a background of see cost and work accounts so that they know how to do the costing. Remember, passenger paying 2,000 dirham or passenger paying 3,500, they sit in the same economy class cabin, they have the same meal to eat, they will see the same entertainment on the flight, they will listen to the same music. But because of the sales promotion and tapping and yield management that is being practiced. So determine potential sales revenue as a result of achieving the sale promotion volume. This is a yield management, which I explained to you very well by giving an example how yield management is done. There's no service difference. If you have paid 2,000 or you have paid 4,000 dirham to fly a route. Because the person who has paid 2,000 has booked in 6 months in advance and have taken the risk of no refund to be given to him in case if he or she doesn't travel. Once again, thank you, dear student.